Hello guys, and welcome to the 12th episode of the Stephen D podcast, or Stephen and Devin podcast. Unfortunately, since I have three podcast episodes to make up, Devin is not in the podcast right now. He will be on episode 15 though. Coming up on this podcast, first podcast announcements. Then, we have interesting segment of the, I don't know what to call it. I can't say interesting segment of the day, week, or month, because I do the podcast twice a month. I don't do it every week, and I don't do it every day. We'll just call it interesting segment. Okay, so, then we have our game of the day and tech tips. Now, announcements. The podcast is changing up again. I figured that since my life and weather updates go in blog posts, they're irrelevant to the podcast, so I'm not going to include them anymore. Instead, I've replaced them with announcements, if they have any, or if I have any, I don't know why I said they, but announcements if I have any. Interesting segment. Now, what do you expect with interesting segment? This could be many things. There could be an HTML tutorial. I could demo a little program that I find interesting or tell you how to do something. Basically, it's interesting, as you say. Like, for example, today I'm going to show you how to connect your phone's microphone to your computer. That sounds interesting. Next time I'm probably going to show you how to create a form in HTML. More likely, or most likely. So yeah, that's the interesting segment. Game of the day, since I've called it that all along, will be the same. That won't be changed, and tech tips will also be the same. So don't expect that to change any either. Now let's start on the interesting segment, which is, of course, connecting your iPhone to your computer.
Track one row focus not selected. Track one row not selected.
Okay. So, in order to do this, you must have two apps. One on your iPhone and one on your computer. Both can be downloaded from SenseTech, SENSTIC.com. The computer app, Pocket Control, is free, while the iPhone app, Pocket Audio, costs $1.99. Pocket Audio and Pocket Control, when running, will combine to make your iPhone a wireless microphone to your computer. Here are the steps. Number one, open up Pocket Control on your computer. Now, you're going to hear my computer talking, because of course I'm blind, but, step number one would actually be downloading it, but I'm assuming you already have it downloaded, because if you read the things you will need section in my podcast, show notes, just in the podcast area itself on the podcast page. There we go. So, if you read that, you know you'd need these two apps if you want to do this. So we're going to open it, and you'll hear my computer talking.
Start. Audacity. All program. The Dell Sagebrush. Screaming. Scroll. SenseTech. Collapse. 68 of 80.
SenseTech, as my computer says, because it's TIC instead of TECH.
Expanded. One item. Level 2. Pocket Control. Expanded. 1 of 1.
Pocket Control.
Level pocket uninstall pocket control 3 of 4 level 3.
Let's click taskbar. Pocket control.
Secure desktop.
Taskbar. Okay. This can also be pocket downloaded control. On the
exit
Mac.
Button.
Okay, now I don't really have to do anything with this app, so let me go back to
Audacity. Frame.
Audacity. Okay. Now, your next step is to open Pocket Audio on the iPhone. Oh yeah, my iPhone talks. But I gotta turn it up. Technical difficulties there. Okay.
When slide to unlock.
So here's how you could do it.
Button,
and yep.
Phone,
here button. I am with a talking iPhone. In case you were wondering that if you're wondering if blind people can actually have these things, they're actually one of the most accessible computer things out there to date. And it's pretty ironic because iPhone's a touchscreen.
Page 2 of 4, inception. Page 3 of 4, zombie. Page 4 of 4, pedometer. Mail. Phone. Page 4, pocket audio.
Pocket audio.
Double tap to open.
Open it. Of course, you don't have to double tap or scroll around like I just did. Now, it's going to tell you to turn off.
Did.
Turn off Bluetooth.
It's going to turn off Bluetooth.
Okay, button.
Oh wow.
Okay.
It opened it and is now sending
oh wow. Huh.
Stuff that I said
it
earlier.
It opened it and is now sending
double tap to open.
Whoa.
Stuff
wow.
That I said earlier.
I'm gonna close this app.
App switcher. Pocket audio. Editing apps.
Dismiss. Okay, what happened there, you're wondering? Pocket Audio has... Pocket Control has a slow server a little bit, so there's a delay of about 2 to 3 seconds. So basically, I was listening to my microphone, because I was going to do the podcast with my phone's microphone, but decided not to. So as soon as I opened the app and the connection was established, it started listening to that microphone and streaming that through Stereo Mix. So you heard two of me. Wow. But anyway, so yeah, after you've installed Pocket Audio and opened Pocket Audio and Pocket Control and opened both apps, the computer should connect with your iPhone. Also, note that that Bonjour printing service that I said you would need is also required to connect your phone to your computer. I don't know why, but when I tried it without that service, it didn't work. So, download that. Now, as a disclaimer, there may be some cutoffs, there will be delays, but if you're not recording a podcast like me, the delays won't matter. So, another thing is that you have to make sure that your iPhone and computer are connected to the same internet connection. Otherwise, this will not work because information is being passed over a Wi-Fi network to get from the phone to the computer and vice versa. So, now that we got that taken care of, if you need more info, contact me on the contact page. Let's go to our game. AAC is our game of the day. AAC, or Adventure at Sea, colon, is a very hard game. In fact, if you've been reading my blog, the post that I posted on November 1st with the to-do list talking about a really hard game for the blind that I wanted to beat, that is AAC. Now, why is it called Adventure at Sea Colon? The story is this. You are a computer program that... Well, originally you weren't. How did you get to be a computer program? You found out that a virus was attacking your computer. Now, nobody likes viruses. But this was a particularly dangerous one. He was going to use your computer to rule the world and make it into some agency that I don't remember, something like I Love Cooking Agency, or I'm not sure. But anyway, he was going to make everybody his slave and all that sort of stuff, and you didn't want that. So you used a prototype you created that would turn you into a computer program. It would put you in your computer's hard drive. Now, this is where you come in. You're playing in your computer's hard drive, defeating viruses, hopping traps, barriers, dodging things that could really hurt you, like delete rays, which you'll see more of later on in the game, and all that sort of stuff. Now, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna start playing on the level I'm on. This is hard. You will get to see way easier stuff at the beginning of the game when you start playing. What I'm fixing to show you is advanced stuff. So if you hear all those barriers, all those enemies, that's very high level stuff. So don't worry, when you start playing it, it will not be that hard. Now let me open the game.
Start menu.
It has a rather long intro that you unfortunately cannot skip.
Taskbar. Adventure at Sea
Colon. Checking for updates. A new
or you can skip that. Yeah.
TrueSoft.
Welcome to Adventure at Sea Nuke. Load a save file.
Okay, since I've already have a save file up, I can just click enter on here to load it.
Select a file slot. File 2. File 1.
Oh, let's turn this. There, I had to turn the music down. Now, you hear some speaking off to the right. My downloads, over and over. What you do is you walk to the level you want to beat, and since it's a computer, they're folder names. And I am on Windows, so I'm going to run / jump to the Windows folder.
My downloads, my pictures, my uses, my uses on desktop, documents, my videos, my files, Windows.
Ooh. What you hear to the right is a spike that click, 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 click. That's a spike. What you hear to the left is an electric barrier, and I'm gonna jump over it. Virus. Let me get over this barrier real quick. Get out of here. Nobody invited you anyway. Now, let me jump over these three objects, and I'll tell you what the third one is. Hey, shut up. Just another virus. To the right, you hear a spike. You hear an electric barrier off to the left. Well, actually, it's like right in front of me. But you also hear another weird noise. It sounds like whoosh, 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 whoosh. That's a delete ray. If you stand under that, it goes whoosh, 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 or whatever at a certain interval. If you stand under it, when it makes that noise, it will try and delete you. That will take a lot of health, so don't do it. In some cases, it can kill you. Here we go to another delete ray. Spike! Ready? Here comes another delete ray. I mean, another electric barrier. Oh, here's another spike, and then there's an electric barrier on the left of it, so... Oh! Oh, I just killed myself. I jumped right in the barrier, like I didn't press the arrow key fast enough. I went, and then just held my finger there on accident, and I landed right in there. Oh well, I hope you enjoyed that game of the day. And now, brought to you by Stephen D, is your 3-minute tech tip. So, tech tips, cleaning out your computer. As I have recently learned, when you are cleaning out your computer, you should always try the basics first. Disk cleanup, disk defragmenter, system restore. If none of these work, try something alternative, like a registry cleaner, or some other form of cleaning tool that is for your computer. You could get CCleaner, which is a better cleaner than the Windows Disk Cleaner, but is optional. The Windows Disk Cleaner is still good for what it's there for. When I cleaned out my computer, it took 4 months for me to get it working properly. I went from registry cleaner to registry cleaner to disk cleaner to more registry cleaners. I tried system restore, and I tried disk cleanup. Finally, well, I was at my wit's end. I was sick and tired of this whole, I'm not gonna work, I'm just gonna freeze up, that thing that my computer was doing. So I was like, you know what? I'm willing to pay for something. But then, I remember that there was one tool I hadn't used. Disk defragmenter. I ran a 15-minute disk defragmentation. And I'm sure that's not a word, defragmentation. But who cares? I'm going to use it anyway.
Page 4, well, adjustable.
All right, let me lock my phone. Slide up or down with one finger to it. Sorry, interruption. But anyway, I used disk defragmenter. 15 minutes, and my computer problems were solved. For starting up, after I had defragmented, what used to take me 5 minutes to most times... Never, only took me less than 1 minute. It would always start up now. I have not had a freeze or blue screen since the time I defragmented. Of course, I'm not actually positive if that was a blue screen that I was having, but I would call those hardcore freezes where it would not do anything. Or whenever I'd try to turn it on and it would sit at just a blue screen and not load, well, I would call those blue screens of death. BSOD. Just so I could have an easy reference name for what, for the problems I was having. So, remember, keep your computer clean. Do disk defragmenter every few months, because you don't want wear and tear on your hard drive, as that can cause. Thanks for listening to that tech tip, and also, thanks for listening to episode 12 of the Stephen D. Podcast. I will see y'all again later. Hope you enjoyed, and look forward to future episodes.
Taskbar pane, pocket, and roll.
Let me close this app.
Frame, panel.
Oh wow, you never know what you'll find in this podcast, do you? Well anyway, I hope you look forward to future episodes and like this podcast. If you do, please feel free to leave a comment or follow this blog for future updates. Thank you for listening. This is me, Stephen D. Have a good day.